This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:36. You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Cam. And in the studio with us for the market wrap is, of course, Sean Tanis. So, and Sean is actually giving us a bit of a preview of what our 6 o'clock show is going to be because, of course, the National Automotive Policy 2020 was launched this morning. And the NAP is going to be incorporating 3 new advanced technology elements. And the policy this time is also very much focused on vehicle tech and being environmentally friendly.
Right. So, the 3 advanced tech elements are next generation vehicle, mobility as a service, and also the 4th industrial revolution. In fact, the Prime Minister says the prototype for Malaysia's 3rd national car is ready. The headlight and tail lamp were displayed to the public at the launch today as a teaser. But the taillight design was somewhat similar to the first generation Audi A5, but with LED stripes. But that aside, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad says the car is now being fitted with 2 modern technology, adding that they're also currently looking for suitable investors to come in.
We already have produced a prototype, but not exhibited to the public. We have the capacity, but we need investment. The government is not going to invest, so we are asking the private sector to come in and invest and produce cars that are not meant only for Malaysia, but also for other countries.
Based on the NAP's projections, the new national car project will contribute significantly to Malaysia's economy. In fact, the Ministry of International Trade and Industry says the NAP will inject more than 104 billion ringgit into the country's GDP in the next 10 years. Now, that's a really big target.
Right. So this is the ministry's projection, although some say it's quite ambitious because it's more than double what we got in 2018. Again, this is somewhat gauged on how the previous NAP fed. Since 2014, and the proposed new Malaysian vehicle project is also expected to boost both the upstream and downstream industries, which in turn creates the demand for other related materials, you know, like high-grade steel, plastics, rubber, and petrochemical products, among others. So here's Malaysia Automotive Robotics and IoT Institute CEO Dato' Madani Sahari explaining about the economic impact. He also spoke about whether or not NAP 2014, which ran until last year, achieved any targets.
This new national car is not only talking about local market, but it's about local and international market. So when we say we are looking for investors, we are referring to the fact that we are open to the idea of selling these cars to as many countries as possible. But they have to tell us what they want, what are the demands, what are the requirements, and how they want to come in. We have achieved all except for a few. What we didn't achieve, there are 2 kita tak achieve. Kita tak achieve the TIV because we targeted 1 million in the year 2020. Tapi we got 1 more year left, but I don't think we can get 1 million this year lah. Eh? And secondly is we are not going to achieve juga kita punya exports of vehicles. Okay? Tapi yang lain tu, employment, we achieve the employment, we achieve the target of EEV, we achieve the exports of parts and components, we achieve the exports of remanufacturing, we achieve the number of suppliers to be upgraded to level 3, level 4, level 5. We've achieved also the new businesses, the authorized statement facility. We achieve also the establishment of standards for R2S, etc., and many others.
So that was Malaysia Automotive Robotics and IoT Institute CEO Dato' Madani Sahari. So on Bursa Malaysia, Mi Technovation Berhad has been trending in recent days, and we hear that there's more good news on the counter today.
Right, so the counter hit an all-time high earlier today, jumping 18 cents, and this is over news that they have no cancelled orders because of the COVID-19 outbreak, and that's on top of the latest earnings result where their fourth quarter net profit more than doubled to 17.5 million ringgit, and the group also declared a dividend of 3 cents per share, bringing the total FY19 dividend to 4 cents per share. So Mi Technovation continued to rally in the evening, closing 16.5% higher at 2 ringgit and 69 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.